Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting 8th. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Herb Score. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Martin fields it and throws to 1st for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on score. Held moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held moves to third. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry bunts towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland bunts towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Held moves to second. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Landis reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Landis moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-0 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-1 in the game. Score strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Held hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kirkland moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 0 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Power strikes out. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano is walked intentionally. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 2 in the game. Score hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power throws to second for 1, and Held throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio is hit by the pitch. Score moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona bunts towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Temple moves to second. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Pearsall strikes out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Severs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.